Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into what it truly means to be fully alive in God's purpose. The Bible verse for today is found in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. All who are called by my name, I created for my glory. I formed them, made them.
Let's dive into the heart of our existence, God's purpose in creation. Isaiah 43, 7 tells us, "All who are called by my name, I created for my glory. I formed them, made them." This powerful verse reveals the core of why we're here. God didn't just create us on a whim. He created us with intention for his glory. But what does it mean to live for God's glory? It's about being fully alive in the way he envisioned. When we embrace this truth, something beautiful happens. We start to see our lives not just as a series of events, but as a canvas for God's masterpiece. Being fully alive means more than just existing or going through the motions. It's about living in a way that reflects God's vision for us. When we allow our lives to become the very picture of what God intended, His glory shines through us in remarkable ways. Let's talk about embracing our unique identities as children of God. It's easy to fall into the trap of trying to fit into the mold that society has created for us. But here's the truth. God didn't create us to be carbon copies of each other. He made each of us unique, with our own set of gifts, talents, and purposes. When we truly understand this, it's liberating. We're free to be who God created us to be, without the pressure of conforming to others' expectations. This isn't about rebellion or standing out for the sake of it. It's about aligning ourselves with God's vision for our lives. Think about it. Your personality, your experiences, your strengths, even your weaknesses, they're all part of God's design for you. Embracing this unique identity means living authentically, using your God-given gifts to serve others and glorify Him. It's about finding your place in God's grand story, not trying to play someone else's part. To truly become fully alive, we must first acknowledge our complete dependence on God's goodness and grace. It's not about our achievements or abilities, but about surrendering to His will and plan for our lives. When we recognize that without Him, we are nothing, we open ourselves to experiencing true freedom. This surrender to God's lordship over our lives is the key to unlocking the fullness of life He intends for us. As we let go of our own desires and agendas, seeking His will above all else, we find ourselves truly living. It's in this place of humble submission that we discover our true purpose and potential. By embracing our dependence on God's grace, we free ourselves from the burden of self-reliance and perfectionism. We can rest in His love and acceptance, knowing that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. This dependence on God's goodness leads us to a life of joy, peace, and fulfillment that we could never achieve on our own. Living fully alive in God's purpose often means stepping out of our comfort zones. It's not always easy or comfortable, but it's where we experience true growth and fulfillment. When we embrace the unknown, trusting in God's guidance, we open ourselves up to incredible possibilities. Think about it. How many times have you felt God nudging you towards something new or challenging? Maybe it's a career change, a ministry opportunity, or even a conversation with a stranger. These moments can be intimidating, but they're also invitations to experience God's faithfulness in new ways. Remember, God doesn't call us to stay where we're comfortable. He calls us to trust Him and follow His lead, even when the path isn't clear. It's in these moments of uncertainty that our faith grows stronger and our relationship with God deepens. So I encourage you today, take that step of faith. Embrace the unknown. Trust that God's guidance is sufficient, even when you can't see the whole picture. It's in these moments of stepping out that we truly come alive and experience the fullness of God's purpose for our lives. When we embrace living fully alive in God's purpose, our lives become a powerful testament to His goodness. Think about it. As we align ourselves with God's vision for us, we start to reflect His character in our daily actions and interactions. This transformation doesn't go unnoticed by those around us. People begin to see something different, something attractive in the way we navigate life's challenges and joys. They witness our unwavering faith during tough times and our genuine gratitude in moments of blessing. This visible change in us becomes a living, breathing testimony to God's faithfulness and love. As we live out our purpose, we're essentially putting God's goodness on display. Our lives become like a beacon, drawing others to wonder about the source of our peace, joy, and purpose. In this way, we're not just living for ourselves, but we're revealing God's glory to the world around us. Now let's take a moment to reflect on our own lives. Are there areas where you find yourself holding back, resisting God's leading? It's time to identify those pockets of resistance. Maybe it's a fear, a habit, or a long-held belief that's keeping you from fully embracing God's purpose. Whatever it is, I encourage you to bring it before God. Surrender those areas to Him. Trust that His plans for you are good, even when they seem challenging or uncertain. Take a step today towards living fully alive. Ask God to show you where He wants to work in your life and be open to His guidance. Remember, it's never too late to start living the life God intends for you. As we conclude, remember, God created you for His glory. Embrace your unique identity. Depend on His grace and step out in faith. Live fully alive in God's purpose for you.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You with grateful hearts, knowing that You created us for Your glory and with a divine purpose. Help us to embrace our unique identity in You, free from the pressures of this world. Guide us to live fully alive, dependent on Your goodness and grace, trusting that Your plans for us are good. When we face challenges and moments of uncertainty, give us the courage to step out in faith, knowing You are always by our side. May our lives be a reflection of Your love and goodness, drawing others to see Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for our time together today. May God's peace, love, and blessings be with you as you step forward into all He has for you. Stay encouraged and keep living fully alive in His purpose. Blessings to you and your loved ones. Take care, and until next time, stay blessed.